My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank all of you for taking the time out of your day on this Monday morning, starting your week with something healthy and starting your week with something that can make a dramatic difference in your good health. It's not easy getting healthy today. I was actually talking with someone yesterday and they were saying that the hardest thing about getting healthy is to actually start. They think they'd be pretty good on the journey, but the beginning part seems to be the biggest problem for them. And you know what? I think they're right. I think sometimes if we plan well, if we ask the right questions, if we take the time to do our resources and our research, and I think if we're ready, I think we'll do fine and we'll see results, and that will be motivating to make us want to move forward. But I think if we jump into it and we're not prepared, we're going to end up being unsuccessful, which in a very short period of time will lead us down a road where we just don't think that it's worth our time. And that's, you know, that's just kind of the norm. We have to realize that not all of us are going to jump into this head first and be overly motivated, because it just doesn't work that way. We have to make sure that we're doing everything we can. And one of the best ways to do that is to be aware of our surroundings, be aware of all the information that's relevant for today's world, ask the questions, and be in the right mindset, because that's important too. If you've got a lot going on in your life right now, and, you know, you're spending every ounce of the day just trying to get through the day, maybe this week would not be a good time to get started. But maybe next week will. And maybe halfway through this week will be motivating for you too. Every day here on the show, we talk about the relevant topics for today's world. We talk about the things that we should be talking about and the things that are motivating to us and the things that should hopefully keep us heading in a healthier direction. And I bring you some of the best guests in the industry to bring their ideas and their mind full of research and history and experience to the show, so that when we walk away, every one of us, each of us, can then formulate our own opinions. And that's really, really important. Because I think today there's so much information, but we don't know how to sort through the information to find out what's good, what's bad, and what's indifferent. Of course, to make the process easier, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're really good at what they do. They take the time to answer your questions, and because they're so talented and so knowledgeable and so informed, they have a great way of making you feel comfortable. Because let's face it, getting healthy is not a fun road. I mean, we'll relish and we'll enjoy the benefits when we get there. But along the way, it's frustrating. It's confusing. And to have a support system like you have at Stay Healthy, I'm telling you, that's why they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. That's why they take the time to do what they do every single day. That's why they have a store that is a full-service environment, fully packed with the best of the best products every single day. Because they know the results that they get for spending a little more time, being a little bit more friendly because they want to, and being more helpful, and being able to share your wonderful successes with you. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Now remember, when you go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, remember to enter your email address. Because when you do that, that way you can stay connected and get coupons and newsletters and all that good stuff. And, of course, staying connected allows you to send questions to them as well. So give a thumbs up on Facebook, visit their webpage, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how great you're doing and how wonderful the communication is. Well, today we're going to be talking about greens. Greens, you know, those things that our mother and grandmother and grandparents have been telling us to eat our veggies since we were kids, and how we still hear it all the time in the media, and how so few of us actually take it to heart, and how few of us actually take the time to eat our veggies every day. Well, it's important. And we're going to be talking about the green products from Barleen's today, but I'm not going to be saying that this replaces your vegetables and your greens. I'm going to say that it helps to maybe fill some of the voids, or maybe help to augment a diet that is already really low in veggies and greens. But I think it's always even better when it's above and beyond the things that you're already consuming. Now, do I still think it's a great idea for people to eat 5, 6, 7 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Yes, I do. Because not only do you get the wonderful benefits, but you also get fiber. And there's no calories, little to no calories, so it keeps you full. And it's great for your digestive system. And I think that it really does make a difference on how you feel. But do I know that most people are not going to do it? Yes, I do, because I've seen it for decades and decades and decades. You know, I can sit down and do a consultation and help somebody change their diet dramatically, take their supplements, go to the gym, do all the things that they need to do, talk to them about yoga, meditation, exercise, and all that. And the two things that always make people curl up the corner of their lip or put that look on their face like, "Ugh, I can't believe that you want me to do that," is eating vegetables and drinking water. My goodness, two of the easiest things that we can do, yet two of the most difficult things because we just don't do it for whatever reason. I don't know exactly what it is that keeps us from really and truly putting ourselves into a healthier way of living. I mean, it's not like we don't want it. I get letters from people every day, "Jeff, I just want to get healthy. I'm tired of feeling this way. You know, I'm stressed out. I'm burnt out. I'm tired of being sick. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to feel better. I'm trying to be in less pain. I'm trying to do all these things, and, you know, I'm hitting a brick wall." And, you know, but upon further investigation and questions, you find out that they haven't done anything. My favorite ones are the ones that people say, "I've tried everything." No, you haven't. None of us have. Because we haven't tried everything that's out there for every situation. We probably tried a few things, and we might have done them right, or we might have done them wrong. All of us are guilty, myself included. Or we didn't give it long enough, definitely myself included. Patience is not my virtue. But we haven't tried everything. And I think sometimes we just have to remember that it's a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So when you decide to start getting healthy, you need to back up and look at some of the basics. Green products are extremely important, and they really do allow us to make sure that we're getting a good amount of what we need in our diet. We know that consuming vegetables is good for our gut and good for our health and good for our blood and good for our digestive system. We've been hearing about this since we were kids. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a house where if there were vegetables on your plate, you ate it. And you were told to clean your plate, so you cleaned your plate. You may have sat there for 3 or 4 hours taking care of it and pouting and moaning and stomping your feet, but you still did it. And those vegetables were not on your plate as punishment. They were there because they were healthy, and your parents, you knew that you should be eating a healthier diet. So hopefully you did. You know, and for the most part, when we grew up, you know, a long time ago, we didn't have a lot of junk food. We didn't have pre-made foods. We didn't have microwaves. We didn't have fast food. We didn't have any of that stuff. We had food. And because of where we were from, we had a lot of food that we pretty well knew where it came from. Vegetables from down the street, fruits from down the street, pretty well the dairy and the meat and stuff you knew came somewhere from the area. Obviously, some things that came in, and the normal grocery stores moved in. But, you know, honestly, the food was food. And somehow we got really far away from that, and I don't know exactly how it happened. So when someone says to me, Okay, let's say that I'm changing my diet. Let's say I'm eating a lot of vegetables. Even my vegetarians and my vegans will say, you know, I eat a good amount of greens in my diet, but I also know that today the quality of the greens that I'm getting in my diet, even my organic, is still coming from soils that are heavily eroded. You know, so although they may not have the things on or in them that I'm against, like pesticides and chemicals, they also may not have the nutrition that I used to get when the soil was rich and healthy. And I think that's why Barlean's came out with a line of greens, you know, and I think they came out with them because of the fact that not only do we all need more healthy greens in our diet, but they also know that the state of affairs and the way that we live today and our world around us does not provide the quality soils to give us the quality benefits from our vegetables that we had 30, 40, 50 years ago. Our soils are eroded, they're overused, they're overtaxed, they're overburdened. The chemicals and the preservatives and the pesticides, you know, are overtaking any little bit of quality that we get. And if you think that you're going to eat the 10 servings of fruits and vegetables now recommended, chances are you're not going to do that. And even if you did, are you getting what you used to get? Are you getting what we did when I was a kid? Are you getting all the benefits from healthy soil? No. It's almost impossible today to get what we used to get. So do I eat organic? I try to. If I can't get it, I make sure that I'm getting plenty of servings of greens, which I do. I like greens. I would rather eat greens than fruit. That's my side. I know a lot of people that would rather eat fruits than veggies. So I'm in a hotel right now up here in Washington State, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I bring my little shaker cup with me. What's in it? My protein powder, my greens. You stop at the store, you get some almond milk, you know, you shake it up in the morning, and you drink it. Why? Well, because I'm on the road, number one, but number two, it's a really nice way to start your day. Is it an insurance policy? Yeah, I think everything in the health and nutrition policy is kind of an insurance policy. Not that we're going to be able to stop the world from coming at us, but that we might be able to feel a little bit healthier and a little bit better. And I think that's really, really important. So I want to talk to you about the greens products from Barlean's. I think you're going to find them to be, you know, quite interesting and, of course, very delicious and very nutritionally balanced, which I think is important. I remember the first time I opened up their organic greens. Somebody said, what did you think? I said, well, the first thing was I haven't seen that dark of a green, beautiful color in a long time. And number two, the smell. It kind of took me back to when I was a kid mowing the lawn. Seriously, it smelled like freshly mowed grass smells. And it just really lets you know that the plants and the nutrients and the dense greens that were in there were really good and really healthy. So let's talk a little bit about this. It's called organic greens. Now, someone that's going to use this, chances are they're going to be mixing it in their smoothie. I put it in apple juice and shook it up, and it's good. Some people don't like the strong flavor of a green. I like it because it's concentrated organic greens. It's got fruits and berries and fiber in it. I love what's added to this product. It's very dense, very green, and it's got lignans, it's got probiotics, it's got enzymes. So to say that you're starting your day with something like this can be a dramatic change in your health and a dramatic change in the way that your body processes these wonderful nutrients that are in here. I'll hear from people that'll start using the greens every day, and within a week they'll tell me, I can't believe the difference. And it's in every area. It's in their gut, it's in their bowels, it's in their energy, it's in all these parts of the body that they were noticing the opposite going on, and now they're noticing a difference. When you start using greens, everybody's going to notice something different. We all have voids. We all have gaps. We all have holes and spaces and cracks and crevices in our body. And what we use to fill those voids and cracks and crevices, the healthier it is, the more solidified and the more balanced and the healthier we can become. I love the idea of using the organic greens because I want to know they're in there, and I want to know, you know, how I'm going to feel and what's going to be different for me. But when you think about it, the organic greens has got different blends in it. It has an organic greens blend. It has an organic fiber blend. It has an organic antioxidant blend in here. It's got an herbal tonic blend. It is loaded, loaded with nutrients. Think about this. Old grass powder, organic wheatgrass powder, organic barley grass powder, organic alfalfa powder, organic spinach, spirulina, chlorella, and parsley. There's also Jerusalem artichoke in here, organic flaxseed. It's got organic apple juice. It's got acerola. It's got organic acai. It's got just wonderful. It's got blueberry, rosemary, turmeric. And then on the base, it's got a wonderful thing of schizandra and astragalus. And it's just a loaded product with greens. Now, what do greens do? I mean, why are we candidates for greens? Well, I think that they do a lot of things. I think they support our out-of-balance digestive systems. And we're only out of balance today because of the foods we eat and how we eat and how we process our foods and the kind of fuel that we chew and swallow every day. You go back 100 years, obviously none of this was here. None of this. And back then you ate vegetables from the fields or from your next door neighbor. Maybe you grew cattle and you traded meat and milk for vegetables and fruits from your neighbor or grains down the street. But you know why they took it? Because it was sustenance. Food was consumed to make your body healthy and to put back in what you expended during the day to get through the day. It wasn't a luxury. It wasn't a pastime. It wasn't a social event. It was just eating. Eating back then was just part of your day. It was like taking a bath, taking a shower, working, having family time, sleeping, and eating. It was just part of the day. We've glamorized our food, and we've glamorized the event of eating food, and that's fine. I love to eat. But I also know that we've also glamorized the unhealthy kinds of food. You know, how many people do you know that say, let's go out for a salad bar? Let's go out for just healthy food tonight? No. Most people go out to eat because they want to savor food, but how many people go out with the idea in mind that they want to go out and eat just healthy food? And everybody in their group or their party wants to do that. I wish it was the norm, but it's not. We'd have a lot more energy if we did. We know that putting greens in our body brings our body closer to balance, and it helps to give us surges of energy, and I think that's important. Greens powders are also very versatile. They can be blended up in smoothies. They can be added to drinks. They can be thrown in your yogurt. They can be added to applesauce. They can be added to yogurt. People put them in their foods. You can add it to things like pancake batter and waffle batter. You can mix it in your stir fry and toss it. You can do many, many different things. It's nice to add it to things like hummus. A lot of people are eating hummus today. Stir in some greens into that. You can put it in and shake it up in your salad dressing. It just fortifies your salad. There's so many different ways of using it today, and it really, really does make a difference in the way we feel. Obviously, adding it to your smoothie in the morning is a great way because it's convenient. You want to know why I like using my greens in the morning? I want to get them out of the way because I am one of those people that if I make a smoothie in the morning, what I want to do is put absolutely as much stuff into that smoothie so I don't have to worry about taking that stuff later on in the day. I mean, I like using almond milk and ice cubes and frozen fruit because it makes it cold and really delicious, adding my protein powder. But then it's a great time to put a tablespoon of flax oil, a tablespoon of fish oil, throw in my greens, throw in some yogurt. I'll throw in my Serious Delicious smoothie. I add it to it because it's got a smoothie texture to it, and I'll throw some key lime in there or some, you know, depending on what flavor I'm using. Why am I doing it? Because it's convenience. It literally allows me to get a whole bunch of stuff out of the way. I also throw my chia seeds and my ground flax in there. You know, I want to blend this up and drink it and say, okay, all that stuff is off my list for the day. I don't have to worry about trying to fit it into my schedule. And I mean, that's the real reason I'm doing it is convenience. But the benefit that I get is that I feel better and I have more energy and I'm more vibrant and I can think clearer because of what I did during the morning time. Now, most people will get up in the morning, have their 2-3 cups of coffee. They'll, you know, get out of the house. They'll stop at a fast food restaurant. They'll get to work. They'll crash. They'll have more coffee. They'll hit the vending machine. They'll reach in the drawer, grab something for energy. And before you know it, they got the mid-morning slump. And then before you know it, it's lunchtime. And then they're ravenous, so they overeat this gigantic lunch meal. And then an hour after lunch, they're ready to crawl into their desk and take a nap. Because their blood sugar just doesn't know what to do. If you start your day with a smoothie where you're putting in good oils, and healthy greens, and some beautiful fruits, and you make a smoothie in the morning, your day is going to be different. It's going to be better. And you're going to feel better than you have, oh my goodness, in a really, really long time. So when I use these greens and I recommend them, I just tell people there's a lot of ways to go. You can take them however you want to take them during the day. You know, some people will say, you know, Jeff, I like these. These are really, really good. But, you know, for me, greens is, I just have a hard time with greens. You know, I just don't like the taste of just using plain greens. Well, that's okay, because there's plenty of other things that you can use in the line. Okay, let's say that you decide you don't want to use the organic greens because you really don't want the real green taste of your greens. That's perfectly fine. How about this? How about using their superfruit greens? Now, let me tell you the reason I like this. This is one of those ones that kind of comes with a Halloween costume. It comes dressed beautifully as this wonderful strawberry kiwi drink that you can just mix with water. You can also throw it in your smoothie or your yogurt, and you can mix it up cold, and it just tastes like juice. And you think to yourself, oh my goodness, this is so good. This tastes like my favorite sugar-based drink, but it's not. And it's soy-free and dairy-free and gluten-free and non-GMO and vegan and all that good stuff. And you think to yourself, oh my goodness, this is delicious. This has berries and fruits and vegetables in it? Yeah, it does. And it's absolutely incredible tasting. Can you imagine having something that's got strawberry juice, carrot juice, plum juice, kiwi juice, blackberry juice, watermelon juice, broccoli, spinach, spirulina, and parsley and alfalfa all in one drink? And how about having like goji and milk thistle and mangosteen and matcha and quercetin and, you know, and ginger root and acai and acerola and grapeseed? That's what this is. This is an amazing way of taking our greens even more delicious. I don't mind the organic greens. I love the taste of greens, and so many other people do as well. But let's say you're one of those people, let's say you've got kids or a fussy significant other. So you mix this up in the morning and it's cold with cold water and it just looks like red, delicious juice. And you drink it down and you think to yourself, oh, that's really good juice. Yeah, strawberry kiwi. Delicious. Okay? You've made things easy. You've made things convenient. And you've made something delicious. And all the while, you're still doing something good for yourself. I think that's absolutely incredible to be able to have something that tastes so good be so good for you. Because, you know, people my age will remember when we were told, if it tastes good, it can't be good for you. Remember those words that came out of your great-grandparents and your grandparents and even your parents' mouth? It's supposed to taste bad for you. You remember those days when you used to take castor oil and cod liver oil off the spoon? Oh, my God. You did it because it was supposed to be good for you and it was supposed to taste terrible. Well, it's not that way today. Cod liver oil tastes delicious today. I love cod liver oil. I add it to my smoothie. It's fantastic. But we need to be doing more. We need to be doing things that are going to make a dramatic difference to our overall health. And if you are someone that, for whatever reason, the organic greens or the green nature or the green color or the green smell that's there so rich, so delicious, and so healthy, you decide that that's not the way you want to go, let's say at this point in time, you want to get your feet wet with something a little different, the strawberry kiwi greens, I'm telling you what, you're going to love it. And you know why you're going to love it? Because it tastes delicious. I hate to say that taste is such an important factor, but it isn't 45, 50, 55 years ago like it was when I was a kid. It's not like that anymore. You don't do it. If you don't like the taste, your palate says no. Your palate says, I don't think so. you're not going to be eating this, I don't want this, it doesn't taste good. And who's the first person we listen to? Our palate. You see kids today, they're fussy, and adults are fussy too. But I see kids today, you give them one bite, they don't want it. Do you think that would have happened in our house when we were a kid? No, it wouldn't, because we were too busy eating what was on our plate. You don't like the taste of it? Either eat it or you get nothing else. Did you have that rule in your house? That's what you're getting, eat it or get nothing? Yeah, we did. And what did we do? We ate it. What it did for me personally is it gave me a very large, broad spectrum of foods that I enjoy today that I might not have enjoyed if it wasn't there, and it was either eat that or eat nothing. Because I learned that you have to eat what was on your plate back then. Now, that same strategy has probably got us in obesity problems today because we finish our plate way too much and our plates are way too big today. But what it did do is it made people learn and maybe respect their food a little bit more. Today we have so many foods at our fingertips, we don't think about the idea of eating vegetables and fruits. I actually talked to a lady yesterday on the plane. We were talking about diets, we were talking about things that are very, very important for you to be consuming, and we were talking about things like that. She said, you know, I can't remember when I had a salad or a vegetable. And I said, really? She said, or a piece of fruit. And I said, what do you eat? And she says, well, I have oatmeal every morning and a smoothie. And I said, well, that's a good way to start. And she goes, and the rest of the time, it's either sandwiches, baked potatoes, meat and potatoes, macaroni, cheese, all carbs, all that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, I said, really? I said, how healthy are you? And she said, well, I just came from the doctor, and I'm actually going up to Washington State to see a specialist. She goes, because I'm not too good on the inside. I said, do you think diet's got anything to do with it? She said, you know, I'm starting to think it more and more and more that it probably does. So we started talking about that, and she goes, but you never know what to do. I said, have you... We started talking a little bit more, and I said, you know, let's say that you're not a big vegetable eater. She goes, you know, I like veggies, I just don't do it. I said, what if it was part of the program where you just cut out all the bad stuff that you're eating and you only left the good stuff? She said, well, she goes, that's an idea. And I said, how about this? Get to where you're going and do a Google, do a search on the Mediterranean diet. And she said, okay. And I said, you will find that it's going to be much easier for you to be able to feel better and do some real repair work no matter what they find on the test, because it's an anti-inflammatory diet. I said, but please, in your smoothie in the morning, pick up some Barlean's greens, put it in your smoothie, because you do need to use those, but it's not instead of, it's above and beyond the 5 to 7 servings of greens you should be eating every day. And we had a long talk. It was a couple-hour flight. And by the time we got there, she got here, she was just like, you know, this has been made more sense than anything in a while. And I said, that's because you're ready to be responsive now. I said, it doesn't matter when a conversation happens. It only really takes hold when you're ready for the words to mean something. She said, that's really true. She goes, I've been told by friends forever, and I've done nothing. But she goes, now I have to. So I said, good. So I said, give it a shot. Gave her my email address, and I got a note from her last night late, and she just thanked me for the conversation. She said she went to her health food store that she found by her hotel and got herself some greens, and she always brings a little portable blender, and she made herself a smoothie last night just to see. And I think she's going to make some great changes, and I wish her the best. I hope she'll stay in touch. I know she's listening today, so because she texted me that she was going to tune in. So I wish you all the luck, and I wish you good health moving forward. We're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you that all the products from Barlean's are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day, and that includes all the seriously delicious, the greens, the fish oils, the flaxseed oil, all of those wonderful things, and of course their full line of CBD products available at Stay Healthy. And don't forget their new Seriously Delicious. It's a chocolate mint CBD in an emulsified form right off the spoon. You know that taste. It's delicious, and 25 milligrams of CBD per serving. So definitely keep that in mind. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. The topic is Barlean's greens today. More good information coming your way.
No know why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlean's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold press, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlean's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great tasting, fresh pressed, extra virgin coconut oil as only Barlean's can create. Barlean's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barlean's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barlean's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex Natural Peppermint Flavored Extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlean's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
We're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of products from Barlean's available every single day. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You will find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Town and Country Center. Did you know that they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley? Well, they are, for good reason. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond, amazing information at your fingertips, so you walk out feeling educated and informed, and you'll find some people that you're going to really, truly want to work with because they're really, really good at what they do. When it comes to getting healthy, we need good information today, and I got to tell you, if you're working with people that have that knowledge, oh, your healthy journey is going to be so much better. You know, today we've been talking about greens from Barlean's. We talked about their organic greens, which I think are absolutely incredible. I also like their superfruit strawberry kiwi greens, which is a delicious strawberry kiwi juice flavor. It's so wonderful tasting. You know, somebody just chimed in when I was at the break, and she said, if I make this up the night before, can I keep it in the refrigerator and then shake it and pour it out cold in the morning like juice? And I said, absolutely. She says, I think my kids will just think it's juice. And I said, they probably will. I know a lot of parents have to kind of play that game, but they're doing it for all the right reasons. So I think that's really, really important. And I think we need to remember that sometimes getting healthy does take a little bit of work, but it's definitely well worth the work. somebody asked me, is there one that you can mix with a milk product? And actually, the original greens will mix in any milk product in your smoothie. I have someone that likes to shake her greens up in with a little fruit and just almond milk in the morning. She does that. She blends it. You can do that. But there is another choice available. It's called chocolate silk greens powder. Yeah, chocolate greens. Who knew? Rich, creamy, and delicious. It's got cacao and fruits and veggies in it. It is a wonderful vegan superfood to help with alkalizing and energizing the body. It is what they call a delicious superfood, and it's loaded with antioxidants and fair trade cacao and nutrients from more than a dozen fruits and veggies. And it also contains natural plant fiber from chicory and flaxseed. Now, you can mix this up in your favorite milk, shake it up, and pour it like a cold milk drink. You can work it up warm, and it kind of replaces your hot chocolate. You can also put it in your granola. You can mix it in your coffee in the morning. It's really, really good. I have a friend, and she likes to make coffee drinks in the morning, and she adds her chocolate silk greens. I have another friend. She has two kids. One likes a kiwi strawberry and mixes up a fruit smoothie every day. The other one is all about chocolate. She uses chocolate almond milk, 3 squares of dark chocolate, frozen raspberries, strawberry yogurt, and she mixes this all together, and she throws in her chocolate greens. Now, both of her kids are starting their day with this. I mean, how incredible is that, that they're just doing it on their own? She's got 2 blenders set up in her kitchen. She's got these wonderful little bowls of things like flax seeds and walnuts and almonds, and so they go to town every day, and they do their own thing. They get up, they make their smoothie, they rinse out their blenders, and they start their day. Both of them are just polar opposites on their palates. And you know what? That's okay. I have a friend that introduced her family to the chocolate greens during the winter this past year. I know we're still in the winter in some parts of the country, but she would make it hot. And they love sitting in front of the fireplace, and she would just bring out hot chocolate. And she put a little dab of whipped cream on the top, and I said, did they ever figure it out? And she goes, nope. She said, what I do is I would mix it, I would warm up almond milk, and she goes, and I would shave down some dark chocolate and mix it in till it mixed and kind of blended. She said, you know, pure chocolate bars that are dark, dark chocolate. I said, right. And she said, then I would throw in the chocolate greens, and I would pour them in cups and mugs, and she goes, everybody just really enjoyed it as hot chocolate. And I said, did you ever tell them? She goes, nope. I said, are you going to? She goes, eventually. She goes, if it ever comes up. And I just think that that's really, really clever. Moms are very, very clever. You got to give it to them. And I hope you celebrated with your mom yesterday. And hopefully your moms are still here and you got a chance to spend time. I'll be taking mine out to dinner when I get back because I traveled yesterday. You know, they really do try to do things that are healthy for us. And boy, we just put up a fight all the time, don't we? We have a tendency to not really listen, but they're really thinking about our well-being. So I hope that you will take some of these things that you got talked about when you were a kid, and hopefully today you'll be applying some of them to your everyday routine now. But they really do make a difference. I love the organic greens. I love the chocolate greens. Not as much for me as the other one, but I will drink it because I'm not a real chocolate person, but I love the kiwi strawberry, and it just makes a dramatic difference. So some other things that you may not think about that are going to make a difference in your healthy well-being is this is concentrated greens. It gives you the upper hand at having nutrition at your fingertips, but in a way that it's dramatically life-changing. I mean, you would have to eat so many vegetables to get the concentration that you get in these organic greens from Barleans. I'm not going to say that you get to stop the other ones because I still want you to eat your fruit and vegetables. But I would love for you to fortify it and enrich your diet with these greens because I think they make a big difference. I just got a note here. It says, Jeff, about 6 months ago, you recommended that I start eating the Mediterranean diet because my diet was so bad and I was so unhealthy. And I fought you kicking and screaming. And then I finally decided that, you know, it's not up to anybody but me to make the choice. And I was ready and I adopted it. And I have never looked back. I feel incredible. I have a smoothie every morning, and yes, I put my greens in there. I take a lot of things like chia seeds and ground flax. I eat tons of vegetables now and tons of fish and free-range chicken and lots of water and beautiful oils. I haven't felt this good in a long time. I can't believe that I let myself feel so badly. Thanks for your show today. You're welcome. You know, we have to be ready. You know, you can come and sit down with me, sit down with any good holistic doctor, any naturopath around the country, and sit down with them, and they'll talk to you, and you will shake your head, and you will listen, and it may make perfectly good sense, but you know what makes the best sense is you have to be ready. I don't care what anybody says. If you're not ready to make a change, it does not matter what someone tells you or suggests. It does not matter the amount of research that you do. It only becomes applicable when you're the one that's applying it. And you know what's interesting? I was kind of having a conversation going with a friend yesterday, private message, and we were talking about medications. Because I made something on my Facebook page that said, isn't it amazing how we will take any medicine, any drug, any pharmaceutical that's thrown at us without a question. We don't read the directions. The only thing we read is a little piece of paper stuck to the amber bottle, and we take it with no questions. We take it with no conversation, no kicking or screaming, nothing at all. We just take the drugs because we were told to take the drugs. We never ask if there's a natural alternative. We never ask if there's something different. We never ask if we really need it, and we just do it. But then you'll talk to somebody about lavender oil on their pillow for sleep, or taking a hot bath with lavender oil, or taking more vitamin C when your immune system seems to be a little bit suppressed, or anything today like omega-3s or CBD or calcium or magnesium for your muscles or wherever, and you want all of these PubMed reports and documented studies, and I think to myself, you know, you do realize that up to maybe 75, 80 years ago, maybe close to 100 years, there were no drugstores. There were no pharmaceutical counters. There were very little amber plastic bottles, I'm sure. There was no internet. There was no phones. What you had was food. And maybe somebody in your town that was the town doctor that probably had some basic things that you could use. And the rest of it was twigs and herbs and roots and food and nutrition and berries and grasses. And that's what it was. Folklore medicine back then wasn't called folklore. It was called medicine. You didn't have the luxury of the possibility of a medication or a drug working for you. What you had was just using Mother Nature and using Earth and what was available to you and what your great-great-grandmother talked about. I don't know when it was that we decided to take things that have been used for hundreds, thousands of years and decided we needed a study on it for something that was done in a laboratory 6 months to a year ago, and we just accept it. How did we get there? I mean, how did we get here? When did we stop thinking about the importance of eating vegetables every day? When did we stop thinking about, you know, eating a diet that's got real food in it? When did we start thinking that the only food was junk food, fast food, served through the window of your car, and deep fried, and food that just made you feel better and altered your mood temporarily, even though you knew and know that it's unhealthy for you? Have you ever had these words come out of your mouth? I just need some junk food, or I just want to eat some. I just want food tonight. I don't want any of that healthy stuff. I just want something to taste good tonight. I want some deep fried. I want some grease. I want some pizza. I want some fried mozzarella. I want some stuff. I want some candy. I want some ice cream. I mean, we do that. Why do we do it? Because it changes our mood. Because we've learned to let food balance out our mood. We've learned to make food the go-to place to go. What if it was reversed? What if every time we were stressed out, burnt out, fried out, and at our edge, we decided, oh, I need a salad. I need some wonderful grilled vegetables. I need a piece of broiled chicken. I need an omelet. I need a smoothie. What would the world be like, and if it looked like that when every time we were stressed, we ate that kind of food? I think it would look pretty good. I think it would look amazing. Do you think we're going to ever get there? No, I don't. You know, I don't at all. But what I hope for is that we'll get a little closer. If you're not a breakfast eater, get up in the morning, make a smoothie. Go buy yourself a blender. Get yourself some almond milk. I like to use frozen vegetables and frozen strawberries if I'm going to be putting them in a smoothie, because of the fact that a lot of times when you buy the fresh, it goes bad before you use it. And the frozen, and you can get organic frozen as well, will last a lot longer. And I just think that when you throw frozen fruit in there, it just makes it really cold and really frothy, and I think it just seems fresher for some good reason. Do I have a problem with using fresh fruits? No, I think it's great. There's nothing better than throwing some almond milk into a blender with some ice cubes and all that stuff and peeling a fresh peach and putting fresh strawberries or blackberries in there. You know, it really makes a difference. Somebody just chimed in and she said, is it okay to throw things like peas and frozen broccoli and things like that if it's organic in your smoothie? Yes, it's perfectly fine. You know, you're going to get great benefit that way. If you can do it fresh and you eat it before it goes down to that always die crisper at the bottom of your refrigerator where all vegetables and fruits go to die, you can definitely do that as well. So not a problem. So when people say to me, is greens a good idea for me? Absolutely. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're a vegetarian or a vegan. Let me just tell you, it's impossible to get quality nutrients from our vegetables and fruits today, and it doesn't matter if they're organic or not. I've said this 100 times, if not 1,000 times. When I think of organic, most people will say, oh, it's better for you because it has more nutrients in it. Not necessarily. Organic, what it really means is that you are getting fruits and vegetables that are grown in an area where there are absolutely no chemicals or pesticides being used in or on the soil or on the fruits. That's what it means. It doesn't mean anything else. Now, could the soil be richer and healthier? Yes. Could it be a better way of you consuming your vegetables and fruits? Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that it necessarily has more nutrients in it. So when you have a chance to fortify your diet and make it better, I think you should do so. I think adding greens to our diet is a dramatically life-changing way of giving you more nutrition at your fingertips. I think it makes you feel better than you have in a very, very long time. I think it gives you more energy. I think you can build your blood more effectively. I think you could have a better overall success rate with your healthy diet by bringing in these greens powders. Does it matter which one you bring in? No. Would I love for you to try the organic greens first? Yeah, I would love for you to try that. But if you know you and you know your family and you know that you may not do the greens, then do the chocolate silk or do the kiwi strawberry. Absolutely incredible. I mean, is it weird to throw the greens into my smoothie in the morning and turn it green? No. Is it a great way for you to start your day? It's a wonderful way for me to start my day. It's so weird that when I get to a hotel and there's a place where I can go shopping nearby, and I run over there and I get my almond milk and my little berries of fruit, whatever they have available, and you know, I bring my protein powder in Ziploc bags and ice cubes you can get at the hotel, and you know, and I just like to put them in there and shake it up. You know, if I'm going to be gone long enough, you can bring one of those little hand blenders as well. But for the most part, a shaker bottle works. A lady just chimed in. She says, I make a double smoothie every morning. She says, and I drink half of it for breakfast. And she said, I pour it out and then add my chia seeds and ground flax because it makes it really thick. She goes, I bring the second one for my 2:30 in the afternoon drop of energy. She goes, and I add my chia seeds and ground flax to it, shake it up, and that's my afternoon snack. Fantastic. We are what we eat. And if we take a little bit more time and a little bit more planning, we're going to be more successful with our healthy journey. I love the idea of bringing in the greens to the diet. You know, someone just chimed in and she said, I just Googled the Mediterranean diet. Let me see if I have this right. Chicken and lots of fish, lots of olive oil, coconut oil, lots of vegetables and fruits, some healthy grains with things like quinoa and brown rice, and lots of water. And I said, that's a big yes. That's what it's all about. You can just Google Mediterranean diet, and you're going to walk away with some good information. You want to know who's not invited to the Mediterranean diet? Fast food, junk food, canned food, microwavable food, box foods, pre-made foods, window served through the car window, bakery, trans fat, sugars, crackers, tortillas, white bread, white pasta, white rice, white potatoes. They're not invited. Didn't get the invite. Meaning that your diet is going to be just good food. What happens when you do this? Well, first of all, your palate's going to be in a tizzy. And second of all, you're going to go through your normal amount of food withdrawal. And then about a week or two into it, you're going to feel amazing. You're going to notice that you're sleeping better, you have more energy, your clothes are fitting a little better, you're feeling better overall. You're going to notice a difference in your skin because all those beautiful oils start to work on the inside of the body. And if you bring in things like omega-3s, good fish oils, and flaxseed oil, and ground flax, and chia seeds, and your greens products, let me tell you what, you're going to take that Mediterranean diet up a few notches even more. And what does that do? Well, it allows you to be really, really healthy. And you can actually feel so much better than you have in a long, long time. I love it. I love the availability of having good energy. I love the availability of just feeling better because every day I get texts and emails and messages from people saying, I just don't know where to start. I feel so miserable. So miserable. And I'm just wondering exactly where I should start. Start with your food. You know, start with what you're putting on your plate, what you're buying, what you're chewing, what you're consuming. Start there. And then use your supplements to fill the voids and the cracks and the crevices. And then allow yourself to feel, you know, a lot better than you have in a long, long time. I guarantee you it's going to be a healthier journey. Arlene's has really done it well. They're using great, great categories of healthy nutrients. The greens in here are the best of the best. And like I said, when you open up those organic greens and you see the green color and you smell the richness and the dark, dark green smell that's in there, you're going to think to yourself, wow, this is intense. It is intense. It's great. It's high quality. It makes you feel wonderful that you're eating such good food. I think we've gotten so far away from our healthy diet that we don't know which way to go now. And I think that we're really just kind of wondering, you know, where we're going and how do we need to focus on this really, really healthy way of living. Arlene's would make it easy. They become a company that only brings out lines of products when they know they're relevant, when they know they have a need in the consumer's hands, and only when we know that you can truly put yourself into a healthier way of eating. I hope you'll head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out their wonderful products and check out the full line of Arlene's products available every day. Did you know that Stay Healthy is your Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? Did you know that they are not only amazing at what they do, but they are also providing a full-service environment? And I stress that a lot because today it's so confusing. And if you can go somewhere where people make you feel comfortable and you walk out with information that's life-changing, I guarantee you, you're going to feel better. Go in and check out all their great products. It's a fully packed store with the best of the best every day. And on top of that, that wonderful peace of mind, good, healthy feeling that you've created relationships with people that love what they do, and you're so glad they do, because this is the most important thing we get to do every day, is deal with our health. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, enter your email address, and you'll start getting newsletters and updated information and coupons and in-the-know information by connecting and leaving your email address on their webpage. Also, don't forget to like them on Facebook as well. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in this wonderful Monday morning. I hope that soon, if not very soon, you'll start adding greens into your diet and eating more fruits and vegetables because your body wants it, needs it, and desires it. And even though your palate may tell you no, you need to be overpowering to your palate and tell it yes. So tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I'll bring you the best thing that you are dealing with and the most up-to-date information every single day, Monday through Friday. Tune in from 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, everything is available to you from the webpage, and you can download the podcast at any time. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.